Hi, my name is Steve Carlisle from Clearly Training, and this is the first in a series of two podcasts on lean accounting and how it can be used in the public sector. So this first podcast today is for those who want to know a basic introduction to what lean accounting is and the idea of lean, where it comes from, a little bit of history about it. And then our second podcast goes a little bit further and talks about some of the accounting assumptions and principles and some of the techniques that are used in lean accounting. So I'm going to start off by having a look at basic definition of what lean is and where it comes from. Lean manufacturing, as it originally was, has origins that go back hundreds of years, really. And the idea of lean is to eliminate waste. And originally, that was eliminating waste from the manufacturing process. And of course, today we can use those same principles to eliminate waste from administrative processes, processes such as accounting and creating accounting processes. And so these techniques have application in private sector service organisations and, of course, in the public sector who carry out similar processes. And lean has been used extensively, for example, in the National Health Service. Henry Ford was probably one of the first modern industrialists who looked at the idea of lean, although perhaps he didn't call it that. He looked at automation and standardisation in his production processes, and that was his idea of how to eliminate waste by making standard products that were automated. So one of his principles was to get rid of repetitive manual processes. He has a little quote about how farmers spend only something like 5% of their time doing things that are actually productive. Rather than putting in water pipes that will water their fields, they would rather walk backwards and forwards to the fields every year to irrigate their fields. So Henry Ford was all about investing up front, making sure you had the right automation in place, and that would reduce the wasted time on your manufacturing processes. The modern development of lean really comes from Japan and Japanese manufacturing, and in particular Toyota, who refined the ideas which are today known as lean or lean manufacturing. As I said already, there are great opportunities for application of these ideas in the public sector because all of the principles can be applied to the provision of services. So let's just have a look at how Toyota developed the idea of lean and think about how that can be used in some particular public sector scenarios. So Toyota introduced the idea of production being demand-led. By that, they meant that sales were actually produced to order, so this idea of just in time, rather than sales being led by sales targets or by production targets. That was a more traditional idea of how to eliminate waste, standardize things, produce large batches, and your unit costs would reduce because you would spread your overheads over larger amounts of production. This Toyota idea was different. It was all about making sure that once a customer made an order, that's when the production process kicked in, because to produce goods that weren't ordered is wasteful. So processes, according to this Toyota idea, were only good if they achieve what the customer wants. In the public sector, obviously, our focus is on service users. And so the question we should perhaps be asking is, does the process that we're carrying out add to the end user benefit? Because if it doesn't, then the process that we're carrying out will be wasteful. So we've got to decide, who are our end users? Why is this public sector service in place? And when we carry out a process, does that process benefit the end user? There are two different approaches to lean that operate. The first is that organisations seek to eliminate waste as an end in itself. So the organisation will look at all its processes, and these could be processes in administrative support, or they could be processes in the direct delivery of the service, and they will look for areas of waste, and then they will seek to eliminate those. The second approach, which is the Toyota approach, is to seek to smooth production processes. And by smoothing production processes, a byproduct of this will be that waste is automatically eliminated. So in the public sector, you could look at smoothing the delivery of the service. So for example, in a local authority, looking at its planning process, the process from someone making a planning application to that planning application being approved, you can look at that whole process and either, first of all, look at where the waste is. You'd have to be quite introspective there and think about where you're actually carrying out processes that are wasteful. Or, second approach would be to look at the process itself and look at where the process actually gets held up. So to smooth out the process and stop those holdups and perhaps reduce the amount of time it takes from application to approval. Now, the title of this podcast is Lean Accounting. So what's the relationship between accounting and lean? Lean manufacturing, lean service delivery. Well, the link is that if an organization is carrying out a lean review, if it is looking at its processes and trying to iron out those areas of waste and simplify the processes, then the accounting system has to be able to support this. And the problems are that with traditional accounting tends not to support lean. So some of the problems, for example, are that traditional accounting is large, i.e. it's organization-wide. It's complex. It's complicated by our accruals-based system. And it's often said to be non-value-adding. And one of the big non-value-adding processes is said to be the budget, the creation of the budget, which is very time-consuming, a very iterative process where we're constantly reviewing the budget. That is seen perhaps by the lean movement not to add value to the organization. Secondly, traditional accounting produces reports that focus on departments rather than value-adding activities. So it will look at how much it costs for an administrative department, how much it costs for a reception area, rather than looking at a process such as a planning application. How much does that whole process cost? Do we produce a report for the whole process? Also, like, for example, in a hospital, again, we might look at different departments, how much it costs to run a particular ward, rather than saying, how much does it cost for that operation to be completed from start to finish? Thirdly, traditional accounting doesn't properly analyse the lean improvements that are taking place in the organisation. Sometimes when you switch to a lean service delivery philosophy, it can actually make your traditional accounting reports look worse because you're not actually focusing on the benefits that lean is delivering. So for example, you may have decided to outsource your cleaning traditionally. That's something that's happened quite widely in the public sector. And of course, your cleaning will be potentially cheaper if it's delivered externally. But what lean might say about that is it might say, well, actually, if we have it in-house, then we have less holdups, less problems. We don't have to deal with, for example, paying that supplier. There are lots of processes involved in outsourcing that aren't visible simply from looking at the bill that the outsourced service sends to us. And we have to have a system that monitors not only that, yes, the cost of cleaning has gone up, but other costs in the organisation have gone down as a result of taking it back in-house. And lastly, and this is very true if you talk to managers in all organisations, particularly in public sector, that few people in the organisation actually understand our accounting reports. So all of those problems mean that traditional accounting doesn't sit very well when we have a lean philosophy within the organisation. So, just to finish off this podcast, we've given you a little introduction on what lean is, where lean comes from, and the problems that traditional accounting has in dealing with organisations that are introducing lean principles. Lean accounting itself can actually mean two things. It could first of all mean, this sounds a bit strange to say, it could mean lean accounting, which is driving waste from the accounting system. So actually, if your organization wasn't following lean philosophies, you could still, as an accounting team, use the lean accounting idea, i.e. you could try and drive waste from your own accounting processes. Or secondly, lean accounting could mean accounting for lean. And really, that's what the second podcast focuses on, And it's the idea that we need to have an accounting system that reflects the success of lean service delivery in our public sector organisations. Okay, so it's that second thing. How do we account for lean? How do we change our accounting system to cope with lean service delivery? It's that second thing that we're going to focus on the second podcast. And I hope you've got time to listen to that. My name's Steve Carlisle from Clearly Training. Thank you very much and goodbye.